If people looked in your trunk right now, what would they be surprised to find? 1-800-330-9999. Raven, producer John, producer Sean, I was getting a lot of heat online because my husband and I have interchangeable cars. We have two cars, and then whoever wakes up first in the morning and leaves picks which car they want to drive for the day. I mean, the other person takes the other car. It's no big deal.
I love that you just throw the term out there, interchangeable cars. Like, this is a thing that people say, because nobody has ever said that to me before. I mean, even if you swap cars or whatever, nobody uses the term interchangeable cars.
It's unbelievable. But the biggest thing that people said is, well, don't you have your stuff in your trunk? Mm. And I thought about it. I'm like, no, like, we don't. Everything comes in and out with us. Like, we don't really use our cars as storage. And I started thinking, like, well, what do people normally have in their trunks? So here's the top five things people have in their trunks. Reusable bags. Yeah, we've got that.
Yeah,
In both the cars, not just one.
You don't have your favorites, though?
No.
I mean, you can see in the photo of mine is one of my favorite reusable bags. The photo of my trunk, it's got cassettes on it, and it's awesome. Thank you very much. And you know what? You don't have one. You know why? Because it's mine.
Cool.
Thanks.
First aid kit. I don't have that.
I mean,
spare tire.
That's a good idea to have. Yeah.
Flashlight. I don't have that either. An umbrella. I have that.
Mm.
So everybody took a picture of their trunks as is with no explanation why. And I'm going to put it up on our Instagram at Anna and Raven. And what would people be surprised to find in your trunk right now?
Yeah.
John.
There's a variety of things, although I think the parachute is probably at the top of the list.
It's good to have.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
In case you're ever, you know, like, in need of it.
All right. Let me clarify. It's not a parachute that you jump out of a plane with, but you know the parachute in gym class, the big, like, multicolored one and all the kids that hold the sides of it?
Loved that.
Yeah. I got one of those. I carry it around. I work for this company that does, like, rock and roll shows, but for little kids, and I host it, and we use it at that.
It's a party. Kids love that thing.
Mm-hmm.
So much better than going to just a regular adult music festival with it, right? And being a bunch of hippies that are like, oh man, I'm going to do this the rest of my life. Why can't we just live simple like this?
Right. The problem is the adults still use it in those situations. But yes.
Right.
Sean,
you're not doing it right, kid.
What would people be surprised to find in your trunk right now?
Literally, the most surprising thing in my trunk is I have a Boba Fett mask, which I could tell you was from Halloween last year, but you never know when you're going to be in a situation where someone shouldn't be seeing your face.
When are you not in that situation?
Dude, did Boba Fett just rob me?
Right.
That's weird.
At a Nine Inch Nails concert? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, nobody knows it's you,
okay,
Sean.
Okay, I didn't mean it in that context, weirdo. Sean.
It's actually funny that you should say that, because I have two hats in my trunk. Mm-hmm. I have a captain's hat, like a captain of a ship hat, and a taxi driver hat.
Why? For what reason?
Because you never know. But also, when I get really annoyed at my kids for constantly having to drive them from places, I put the taxi cab like hat on to be like, oh, mommy taxi has arrived.
Right, you win the dork prize.
Raven, remember though, there's also one in her husband's car, because it's interchangeable.
That's right.
Cars. There wouldn't possibly be more Anna's car than her husband with the captain's hat.
So weird.
No, but in his, I have other costume pieces as well. Both of them. My husband would actually say they're both my cars, and then he just drives another one. But all right. Raven, what's the number one thing people would find surprising in your car right now?
Right now, there is a cantilever umbrella weight set in the back of my car.
I understood half of the words in that sentence.
Yeah, so it's like one of those umbrellas that's, like, you know, offset, and it hangs over your patio stuff, and, like, you know, so that it doesn't topple over when the wind blows. It has a weight set that goes with it, but the weights are not attached. The umbrella's on the jack. That's been fine, and I've been looking to take that thing back for, like, 3 months. I've been to that store 3 times, by the way, since I put it in the car, and every time I drive away and I forget, I'm like, oh! So it just lives there now.
Yeah, no, trunk. Things that have to be returned kind of live in the trunk, too.
Lives there.
1-800-330-9999. What would people be surprised to find in your car trunk right now? Top five things that people have in their trunk right now of their car. Reusable bags, check.
Okay.
First aid kit, no, but I probably should have one of those.
I mean, it definitely is a good thing to have. So few people have them. Everybody used to carry these things.
Yeah, spare tire.
You need one of those.
I assume it's in there somewhere, like underneath.
Believe it or not, they're not in all cars nowadays. Mm. You should be aware of this.
Flashlight and umbrella.
Okay.
Okay, what's in your trunk that people would find surprising if they popped it open right now? 1-800-330-9999. Drew.
I have a gnome in my trunk.
Like a garden gnome?
Yes, my wife's birthday is today, and I keep her presents in my trunk, and she really loves gnomes, and we currently have 1, 2, 3, 4, about 6 gnomes in our home.
Oh, I also love gnomes.
How many do you have on display in your home right now?
Well, 2 outside and 1 inside.
Feels like a lot of gnomes to me.
They're small.
I like gnomes. I'm not against gnomes. Yeah. I'm not, like, you know,
They're not big.
I haven't signed anything against gnomes or anything like that.
They're so creative sometimes, the crazy things they do with gnomes.
Yeah.
Yeah, the statues are very entertaining.
Just, okay.
I like them. I do.
Take both of your word for it. Well, happy birthday to your wife, sir.
Oh, thank you. I'll let her know.
Yolanda, how about you? What's in your trunk right now?
Believe it or not, I have a trunk in my trunk.
Like a footlocker or something like that? Like.
Yeah. But it's more like one of the old-style wood trunks.
Mm-hmm.
So our parents passed away, and we had to get all of our stuff out of their house and everything. And I was actually I accidentally took this trunk. It's my sister's. Put it in my trunk and honestly kind of forgot about it for a while. But then again, she lives like an hour away. So I just haven't driven it out to.
So you stole it from her sister. You stole it. Because you know her first thought was like, I can't believe she took that trunk. This is always what happens when somebody passes away, Anna. You know, if you've got an old trunk from your parents' house and it was supposed to go to one person and that hasn't been there yet or whatever, that trunk could be cursed.
Well,
alone here, Anna? Like, my first assumption is that it's haunted?
No. So when I think of a trunk, there's two things that are in a trunk.
Okay.
One is blankets.
Yep.
And the other is a body.
Right.
So,
right. Blankets, not haunted.
Right.
Body.
It's probably haunted.
Yes.
So maybe you're right. It's like, it's true.
A doll body, even.
Oh, when there's the creepy dolls
yes.
in there, that's you need an exorcism.
You better leave it in your car and get rid of the car. That's what I would do. Or take it to your sister's immediately.
All right, Mike, how about you? What's the weird thing in your car's trunk right now?
Well, the weirdest thing, it's crazy to say, but my father passed away a year ago, and I still have, I have a pair of his boots and his coin jar with some 50-cent pieces sitting there just as a reminder that he's still with me. So I guess people see that's kind of weird, but, you know, it's sentimental to me.
It's funny you say that. Not that I think it's odd, because, I don't know. I haven't lost a parent.
Mm-hmm.
But my husband, for many years, would carry around a flag that my father-in-law, who's passed, was in the military.
Yeah.
So it was like his military flag, and he had it, like, in the back of his car
mm-hmm.
for years. He just had it in the back, like, on, like,
the rear dash.
The ledge. Like,
yeah.
Right. And finally, one day, I was like, can I take that and do something with it? And I had it framed for mm-hmm. our house.
Yeah.
But I never understood why for years he would drive around with that like that.
It feels like almost like, you know, you're spending time with him. Listen, I have my father's truck and I get in there and it's like a time machine. The stuff that he's written is in the glove box, the things that he had. And my father was a crazy person. So there are many, many things surrounding me in that truck that remind me of him that are good. But I got to tell you. When you first started talking, man, as ominous as you were, I really thought you were going to say his ashes, and I was going to be like, that's disrespectful. Get them out of there.